We start out this second hour. We are just as delighted as can be to have as our guest once again, Pulitzer Prize winning author and Maine native Elizabeth Strout. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back, especially to talk about what I think is really an exciting event, that your wonderful novel, My Name is Lucy Barton, has been adapted for the stage and will open later in the year in London. And one of my favorite actresses in the world, Laura Linney, is in the lead.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful. It's a one-woman show, and she will be the only woman on stage doing this. It's wonderful. I'm thrilled.
Well, now, whose idea was it to adapt? It makes total sense to me, but who came up with it?
You know, it's funny because it made total sense to me once it was presented to me. I think the former director of the National Theatre, his name is Nick Heitner, I believe, in London. I believe that this was his doing, and he read the book and realized that it should be a one-woman show immediately, and they moved very quickly. And it's going to happen now. It opened June 6th with previews opening June 2nd. It's going to be a three-week run. So I think that's how it happened. And when they presented it to me, I realized, oh, that makes so much sense. Fabulous.
Now, did you consult at all on the script? Did they ask you questions, or did you just say, okay, run with it, and I'm going to come see it?
No, I did speak. I've had one conversation with the woman who's adapting it. Her name is Rona Monroe, and she's Scottish. And she and I had a phone call, and we talked about, you know, what we thought. And I think I will meet her during rehearsals, which will be taking place in New York in May. And so I felt very pleased with everything that she had to say about her ideas of how to adapt it. So, you know, we're hoping.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting was interesting for me when, and we spoke about this one time when you were on before, that when I heard that Frances McDormand was going to be Olive Kittredge, I said, wow, she's too pretty for that. And yeah. Then she sort of made it her own role in an astonishing way.
Right.
I see Laura Linney as Lucy.
I do too. Yeah. I do too.
You've got a Scottish woman adapting this. You're a Maine writer. A great deal of your work has been set in Maine, but we're going back in at least in part to Amgash, Illinois.
That's right.
Are they adapting this so that it takes place where it takes place, or are they making it so it could take place anywhere?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that at the moment. I assume that they're adapting it, you know, pretty much as the book itself speaks of, you know, Lucy telling of her life, you know, starting in New York and ending in New York, but going back in her recollections of things that have happened. But the truth is, I don't know, because I have not seen the final script yet.
One of the things I think would be a great challenge for an actress taking on this role is that there are times Lucy's mood and Lucy's disposition, if you will, have, because of what she's going through, swing back and forth. So it's a very different character at different times in the narrative. And I think in a one-woman show, that's going to be a great challenge. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I know. I think Laura Linney she's a wonderful, wonderful actress. And I think, I certainly believe that she'll be able to do this. And just traveling through the time period as well, you know, because it sort of covers most of her life in a way. But we'll see.
Now, one of the things I was wondering is if I was that writer, who's adapting it, would I be peeking ahead, if you will, into anything as possible to see if there's
exactly
anything I want to throw in there in the play?
Exactly, right. And that's a good question, because we talked about that, and she said that she had deliberately not read that book because she didn't want it to interfere with the script that she was trying to come up with. And I thought that was right of her. I understood exactly what she was saying. And I mean, she's eager to read it, but I said, no, I understand what you're saying, so put it off, you know, for a while.
Well, I've always wondered why no one has made a movie of Abide With Me.
Oh.
Has anyone ever contacted you about that? Or has an agent ever said,
no,
this will make a, because when I think about one of the great strengths of all of your novels is that they're so perfectly character driven. I mean, they're about people,
yeah,
and that's what draws us to them.
Yeah.
And really, Tyler Caskey is a character that I, you know, think about a lot. I think about what it would be like to be him.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for saying that. No, I have never been approached for film rights for Abide With Me.
Well,
and I agree. It would make, you know, there's certainly drama in there. But anyway.
Well, I wanted to go there was I wanted to ask you a question. I've asked some other writers. You know, in a novel, you have all the writer's tools available to you. When something goes to the stage and you sort of, the summary exposition has to be what comes out of the what is said. Are you ever consciously thinking as you're writing, boy, if this ever became a play or a movie, this I should do this? Or do you always just focus on the novel, you get it done, and then think, well, yeah, this might be a movie?
Yeah, I never think about it as a movie or a stage piece when I'm writing it. I just don't. I'm just trying to make sure that the words on the page will, you know, rise up to meet the reader. And that's sort of how I think of it. You know, let these words rise up and meet the reader where they need them. And that's really all I'm ever thinking about as I'm working. And then, you know, when the book's done, you know, I might think to myself, oh, yeah, this could work or not, you know, depending on who is approaching me.
When you finished The Burgess Boys, and that's a longer book. And it was so topical at that moment, and it still is. I mean, the message in it has carried over here in Maine. Did you ever say to yourself, gee, I wonder if this one's going to live as long as the other ones? I mean, I think it's a fabulous book, and I've talked about it on the show a number of times, but did you have any sense that it was any way that would still be as topical today as it was when you wrote it?
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, when I first started that book, I just remember thinking, well, this is a real American story. And I worked so hard on that book, and I researched for many, many years about, you know, the Somali population and all sorts of things to be able to do that book. But I did not realize that it would be even more topical today than it was when it came out. And Robert Redford, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Robert Redford has obtained the rights, and HBO is supposed to be doing that, but I'm not sure where it stands right now. But when I finished that book, I wasn't thinking about movies or anything like that, but Robert Redford contacted me and I thought, no, he's the right person to do this. So I'm hoping that it can go through.
Well, I would think HBO too, because if they did this kind of thing they did with Olive Kittredge, where it's in segments and in parts, it would be, and that, because there's a lot of story to tell there. You could tell the whole story without doing the Hollywood cutting it out.
Yeah. And that's what they're hopefully going to do, is there's four sections that HBO has, you know, obtained for the book. So we'll see. I don't know what's happening with that, but you're absolutely right. It's very, very, even more topical today.
Yes, we're talking with Elizabeth Strout here on Downtown. I never ask authors about what they've got in the works, because I wouldn't answer that question myself. I assume that it comes up all the time when you've had a character appear in more than one book. Do they come back? You know, how do you really decide? Do they just start to bother you somewhere, and you think, well, I got to start bringing this one back?
Yeah, they do. It's not so much that they bother me, but they just sort of show up, either show up for the first time or show up again. And I realize that there's connective tissue in all of my work. You know, even the pieces that go out to Amgash, there's I think in a way of connection. And I'm not even fully aware of that. And so eventually some character will either show up again or show up for the first time. But it's always like their presence that makes me realize, okay, now I need to write them again or maybe for the first time.
Well, everybody here in Downtown has loved all of your books. And Alan Adams from The Main Edge was in several months back talking about Anything Is Possible. He said, have you read it? And Rich and I both looked at him, and I said, yeah, and I've read it twice. So we certainly are big fans of your work here, and I wish you the very best of luck with this play.
Thank you so much.
And I sure would love to see Robert Redford do that right.
I would, too. Yeah, me too. Yeah, we'll hope.
Well, Liz, thank you so very much for joining us. Best of luck with everything, and we will talk to you again down the line.
Thank you very, very much. It's really a pleasure of mine to speak with you.
Anytime. Thank you. Well,
bye-bye.
That was Elizabeth Strout, Pulitzer Prize winning author, and whose book, My Name is Lucy Barton, will soon be a stage play.